Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's more than enough. But I know on my FT3 and my FT5, there's you got your regular charging port, and then you have external DC in, and that's the one I'm talking about. If you're using the external DC in, which I imagine you probably are, that's okay. It's not going to hurt anything. That's what it's for.
Okay, thanks. Now, that's what it is. It's on the side of the radio. Looks like it's supposed to go into a crane or something if I'm... I don't know what I got here on the bottom, but it does look like maybe it goes in a cradle, which I don't have. So, okay, thanks. N9OK, back to net control.
Yeah, they make a cradle for the Asia radios, too, that'll charge the battery a little faster. I got one sitting here where you can charge a battery while you're using a separate battery while you're using the radio. So, two batteries, one on the charger, one on the radio. But the way you're doing it, that's the right way to do it. I wouldn't do a cradle the way you're doing it. I'd do it the way you got it. So, all right, Mike, well, thanks for that question. We'll move on to Jim, KI9E. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Hi, good evening, Kurt, and to the net, just like to mention, it's now 24 days till the Dayton Hamvention, coming up here May 15th, 16th, and 17th next month, right around the corner. And also during that same time, the 4 days in May event is going on, and I'll just read a little something about that, if I may. For those who are new to the club or have never made the 4 days in May event, it is the annual gathering of the QRP Amateur Radio Club International. It is held in the Fairborn, Ohio Doubletree Hotel, May 14th through the 17th, beginning the day before the opening of the Hamvention, and has events that take place during the evening of the Hamvention weekend. Hams who come to Dayton for the Hamfest can come one day early and enjoy all that both events have to offer. And there's an interesting lineup of presentations going on. Ashar Farhan, the inventor of the BITX radio and proprietor of HF Signals, will be bringing along samples of a new kit, which we'll be giving away to attendees of the Thursday symposium. He will then be giving a presentation Thursday evening at 7 p.m. in the Doubletree Amphitheater to describe this new kit and other innovations from the past year. And there's several other presentations going on. Just mention a few of them here. Thomas Witherspoon will be doing a presentation on when the grid fails, a QRP's experience post-Hurricane Helene. He'll be talking about his experience with going through that hurricane there. A fellow named Jack Purdom will be doing a presentation on remote magnetic loop antenna tuners. A fellow named Ross Ballantyne will be doing a presentation on the development and construction of automatic antenna tuners for the 640 meter, 2200 meter, and 8900 hertz operations. Just to mention a few of them, but there's more. But something to keep in mind, if you're heading down to Dayton this year, you might want to take in the 4 days in May event. KI90, back to you, Kurt.